Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
My grandma died a year ago and I'm really feeling it and I don't know what to do. And I told him, experience it. Because if you experience it next year, you'll experience it less.
Yeah.
And just being able to be there for people like that is just so awesome. That's what I consider an accomplishment, having the wisdom to help somebody like that. Like you don't get over anything like in a snap. There's no cure for that. But if you live it, if you experience it, you won't regret it. You know,
100%, man. If you're present for that pain, man, guess what? It like you said, man, it will get less and less. And if you just have to feel it, though, man, you have to. It's your time. You have to feel that. You know,
it is time now for something positive.
We might be headed to the promised land,
the promised land,
and finding our external liberty once we internally liberate ourselves.
Problem can only be solved when there is a kind of coalition of conscience.
Because that is how it works.
This is the beginning, it is not the finale, and that's why we're here, and that's why we rally.
We've got to be that creative minority.
Find a way to get in the way. I got in trouble. It was good trouble. It was necessary trouble.
Frank, I know we've got to do something.
No, will mine work?
Yep.
I guess not. Fuck it, it's recording.
Are you recording?
I think so. It says,
Okay. As long as it's recording onto your computer, too, that's what I'm interested in knowing. Perfect. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Public Access America. My name is Jason. Somebody loves that, so I throw that Easter egg in every time, Kai. And he isn't Jeffrey, he's Adam, and this is Public Access America, where we just sit around and talk about stuff. And it's a cross promotion.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Cross promotion. But you know what? My name is Adam. I have the fucking beard. This guy right here is the parent company. This is Public Access America. We're bringing it full circle this episode. I thought, Jason thought, hey, we thought together. What a great idea to have both of us on at the same time, doing our podcast at the same time.
Exactly. And I'm the guy with the goatee.
Yeah, buddy. Hell yeah. Sir, how are you, brother? How are you, man? Fucking love you. What am I saying to this formality shit? Dude, brother, I miss you. How the fuck are you?
I'm doing good. Everything is settled and peaceful. I love it.
Perfect.
I love it. It's finally cool in Pensacola, you know what I mean? So we get those golf breezes going past the house. It's really nice. It's a real nice. I live 8 miles from the golf and I haven't seen it yet. So
damn, we're just now entering our winter season, man. I mean, it's fall still, testically.
Yeah.
Testically.
Yeah.
But
it's still rain, it's not snow yet.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
That's a shame because I love winter. And Washington women. Those two things just go together with me, you know, skirts and long jackets and bundled up. Yeah, I like that.
We call that Han Solo season. Where they wear their nice leathery boots and their vests and their long hairs all down and they look all nice and cozy.
Here we call it Chewbacca season because they also don't shave. You know what I mean?
God dang it, man. Shit.
It's not harvest season yet.
Not yet. But soon, right?
Right. I have a question for you.
Shoot.
What have you been doing for your mental health?
Oh, brother.
Twists and turns.
Twists and turns, brother. Dude, my mental health, dude, I started on a fantastic journey, I would say, the beginning of this week. It's by one Scott Drapo, who is a wellness coach.
Yeah.
So I signed up with him, and he's got me doing these. First thing, man, I mean, right out the gate, he's like, dude, did you fill out the paperwork? Did you fill out the paperwork? And like, I got caught up with some stuff, but I did it, and I signed up with him. And man, let me tell you, what a world of difference. Just a few days, man, my mental health has just gone from like a 5 to like a 7 or 8. And I'm just like happy, dude, you know?
Yeah.
So,
all right. What has he got you doing?
Well, you know, simple things, really, basically. So the first day was such, you know, like, hey, wake up and just, you know, put your balls into it and say, hey, you know what? Today's going to be a good day. And then I started thinking to myself, I was like, man, this coincides with what I got going on at work, because at work, it's the month of uplifting. Okay. We got a guy at work who's, you know, he's a real sourpuss, I guess you could say it politely.
Oh, yeah. We all know those people.
Right. But we like this guy, man. You know, I mean, he's a good dude. He's a solid dude. He's a great worker. The guy just, you know, he thinks he does. He's a good dude, but he's just got that. His attitude's a little low for us.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So for us, for me to call out, at first it was the week of uplifting, but then I was like, you know what? It's Thanksgiving, bro. We're just going to go straight the whole month, and who knows what's going to happen afterwards. You know what I mean?
Movember, you got to do it.
Yeah. So Scott's got me doing this. Okay. You know what? Today's going to be a good day. All right. Fuck. I believe it. You know what I mean? And then I did some walking. Yeah. I did some ladder drills. I did some dumbbells. I did some, you know, things just to, you know, even calming myself, like sitting down and just like taking a few minutes, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of things I've done, but like a short amount of time that I know that I continue on from my other daily regimen, but still at the same time, fuck it. Let's do it.
I like that. I wonder how other people start their day. Most people don't even think that the start of their day is the continuation of how they woke up.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think it's important to ride that, or at least visualize riding that, you know? Mm-hmm. Like I learned from Admiral McRaven, make your bed in the morning because it's the first thing you'll accomplish and the last thing you'll appreciate.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, when I go into my room and it smells like Febreze and it's a made bed, and I just feel like my mind doesn't have to look at all the clutter. You know what I mean? It's just a simple, I don't put my electronics in my bedroom. So it's like, it's just this nice place. And so when I wake up, it's the same thing. You know what I mean? And I like that.
Yeah, that's peaceful. What about you, man? I mean, what did you do for your mental health?
I'm still riding on my... See, here's the thing is like, we like to go to doctors to fix everything, and we don't take accountability for that. So for like the past 6 months, I've had blood sugar issues, but I keep telling my doctor, it's not, my diabetes is Whopper based. It's not, you don't have any gauge because it's always high because my diet is bad, right? Mm-hmm. So for the past 6 months, I've been eating like low carb, plant-based fiber because I want my diet to be where they can see where my diabetes is actually, right? And so I finally just got there, and now I went to my doctor, got the medicines that I need to just finish it off. Not to like, I don't want to eat a Whopper and then take a pill to counter the Whopper, right? I just want to not want the Whopper. And it's amazing how like the first like month I was like salad, like after 3 days I was like you know what I mean? And now I'm like, I buy like the cranberries and the candies walnuts, and I throw ham on there, and you know what I mean? Like you can do anything on top of a salad, but then if you eat as much salad as you can, right, then when you when you decide that you want something like sugary, then you can do that, but you're not making a meal out of that dessert, you know what I mean? And so for me, and then so ending my day well helps me when I wake up because I know I'm at a base level and I'm not like already like so. And
atta
it helps
boy.
With it helps with insomnia, it helps with attitude, you know. I was really depressed. You know, if you don't drink enough water, one of the first side effects is depression.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So just increasing my water to 16 glasses a day. It sounds like a lot, 16 cups. It's not really a lot. It's just two big cups. You know what I mean? But yeah. just doing that, it flushes things. It dilutes things. And then suddenly your blood sugar that was all condensed because you don't have fluids in you is diluted. And it mm-hmm. so all those little things just help so much. And then, yeah, exercise and positivity and friends. Friends like you and friends like Jeffrey. Yeah. Friends like Devi. You know what I mean? Yeah. So hell it's really important. It's important. You know, I talked to my roommate. And he's like, I'm kind of nosy. And I was like, I know why, because you want to know where I stand before you talk to me. I do the same thing with you. I want to know where you stand. And that's why we communicate so much, is because I don't want to walk in and be like, you're an asshole, and have him be like, my brother died. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that would suck too.
Right.
Right.
So
communication,
people
man.
People either want to know nothing or they want to know everything. And I think the everything perspective.
I that's not a bad perspective to take, man. Communication, I think, would eliminate a lot of problems in the world today if we could just sit down and have a simple conversation. It's like, for instance, you know, I got fucking roasted over that Kyle Rittenhouse thing. Remember that when we talked about that on my podcast, you and I, and I believe Sean, you know, this kid.
That was a long time ago, right?
Right. The trial just happened.
Right, right.
And so, and you know me, I'm a huge proponent of the Second Amendment rights. I love firearms.
Right.
I believe in self-defense. I believe in guns. I believe in the proper training for those guns. Matt, shit, I'm wearing an X product shirt right now. You know what I mean? Hey. You know, so I believe in all that.
But you also believe in responsibility.
That's exactly my point. And somebody understands, you did. The people who roasted me were just like, what are you mad about? He's free. It's self-defense. Yeah, but a lot of shit was done wrong. Just because he's 18 now, you know what I mean? He's 18 now. Yeah, great. I understand. But when he committed that crime, he was 17.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so it was a crime. And so for him to be innocent, okay, it's a win for the Second Amendment rights. Yes, I get it. I understand. But where's the humanity? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's where I wish people would fall back to. There's two humans in this that really matter, and that's Kyle Rittenhouse and, I'm sorry, Jacob Blake. Like, I know there was victims that got shot, and that's horrible, but that was in a protest, and I'm not going to say... I'm not a jury, right? But
right.
What I will say is Kyle Rittenhouse is never going to be normal again. Like, if you think this is some victory... Like, I don't know. I think I explained this to Jeffrey, that it's like he's forever living with those nightmares. Yeah. And he says he has those nightmares, and I believe him, because I would too. Imagine at 17 killing two people. Yeah. You're never going to be normal again. And then his only friends are going to be people that just want to talk about that.
Yeah.
And, you know,
or
people that just seriously hate him. And like, that's his life. Starting at 18, you know, so he's never going to be free. And one day he's going to realize where he's made his mistake, and it's going to crush him. And the other one is Jacob Blake, because we forget that, you know, like, he's part of the Black Lives Movement, but now he's also a part of my advocacy and disabilities. And I wish more people had just thought about those two kids. You know what I mean?
100%, 100%, man. I mean, there's a much bigger picture than just the gun aspect. Yeah,
right.
I say this so many times. The gun is just a tool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't do anything. You can't blame it for any fucking crimes. Just like you can't blame a shovel for digging a hole. You can't blame a spoon for feeding somebody too much. You know what I mean? It's a tool, man. It's all in the hands of who owns it. And the proper training is why it's so crucial. You know what I mean? And so that's my stance. Great. Yes, it's a victory for the Second Amendment rights. Yeah, I get it. I get it. But is it a victory for this kid? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
The thing is like, he was illegally in possession of a gun, and he shot a guy who was illegally in possession of a gun. Like, I don't see in any way how that's a win for Second Amendment. That's like devastating, because now I'm going to look at Adam weird when he's walking around with his gun. And I know you have a perfectly good reason to have that out and open, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Other people don't know that. They don't know you're responsible. Now their gauge of a gun owner is Kyle Rittenhouse, you know?
Right.
And it's like, and it's, that's what sucks, because now you're not going to be self-regulated. Now all the people that are gun opponents are like, see, and now what are you going to say? Ah, damn it. So you stick up for his right to have the gun, but legally he didn't have a right to have the gun. And that's, to me, that's the whole issue. That's why he's guilty, because he didn't have a right to have the gun.
Yeah, he didn't have that right. He definitely didn't have that right. And Second Amendment right out that window, because he was underage, man. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, gun or not, you know, we can talk about it until we're both blue in the face, and we can both, and we're both on the same side. We're on the human side of this.
Yeah.
And that's what I think people on my feed were just like completely misunderstanding the whole point.
Right.
It's like the human element, man. You just, now this kid is going to be tortured. And he's going to, like you said, man, these people are just going to come after him, wanting to talk to him. And he's going to relive that nightmare over and over again. And how is it going to end for him?
Right.
You know what I mean? How,
he isn't innocent. He's naive, right?
Right.
Because anybody that was 20 years older, 10 years older, would not have gone into the situation. Because either the situation is so bad, you need to call the cops, or it's not bad at all, and you don't need your gun. And somebody with maturity would know that. You know what I mean? I like to think that, like, in our system of education and, you know, community, somebody would explain that to him, you know.
Exactly, man. Nobody,
you know, explained. You don't eat a whole birthday cake because you'll get sick, right? So just have a portion of it. These are things we teach our kids. These are things that are passed down, that, like, he just didn't,
that lesson.
He didn't have that lesson. So
I think I'm sorry for this kid too, man.
But isn't it us that let him down? It's not like, I don't know, he's not the cause of it. He's a systemic part of our just country, right?
Yeah.
Like, just downgrading.
Yeah.
It's sad. We downgrade. Like, old people, they'll be like, we used to have solid metal cars, and, you know, gas was 20 cents. And we're like, I'm like, well, when I grew up, you know, we had solid cars, but gas was like a dollar. And now we're like, gas is like $4, and we don't even have fucking metal in our cars. And like the new generation's like, so what? Like, our cars have electric motors, yours don't. And it's like this weird thing. Like, it's just normalized. It's just the downgrade of America is normalized so often that, like, new generations never see it.
Exactly, man. See, now let me bring up this point with you, man. Shout out to Jonathan Manier, who is now currently in Arizona. He's my boy. He's my ace. He's a hardworking son of a bitch. The dude is just, he's straight up, man. He's one of my closest friends. The dude is just amazing. He brought up this question. Do you think we as a civilization can keep up with the technology that's coming out now? What do you think?
I do. Because there's 2-year-olds that can use computers better than me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what about you and me, who are, it's like, we're older, and they keep bringing up this lightning fast. Oh, hey, you just connect this to your coffee pot, to your asshole bleaching station. And guess what?
Well, you'll always have kids that'll help you until you're too old to use that stuff. You know what I mean? Yes. The first time I tried using a computer, I walked up to it and I like wiggled the mouse and I was like, you know. And then the next time I sat down in front of it, right, and I was just looking at it, and this little 2-year-old girl walked up and just pushed the power on button, and I was like, you know, that was like 25 years ago, but still, like, and now look at, we're zooming and stuff.
Zooming, we're having meetings over the air, over the internets.
And the other thing is like, when you see the technologies, you have to understand that we won't ever possess most of it. 95% of the technology isn't built for people that would use it. It's built for people that can afford it. You don't see us taking space flights, right?
Well, it depends on what I've eaten that day.
Yeah, that's true, right? But we find our joys in other things. Like, give me an air fryer. Like, we didn't have those 10 years ago. That's awesome. Right. That's something I'll use. Like, yeah. Nobody remembers when Velcro came out, but that shit changed the world. I'll take that. Yeah, I don't need some seeing AI robot, you know? I don't need that. Go ahead, Jeff Bezos. Have your robots, you know? I don't need
a robot. Yeah, you're colon cleansing robots on Mars. What the fuck, you know? And why is it that we have better pictures? Why have better technology out there in space, and we cannot even identify somebody here on the cameras? Or what is the deal with that? How about we keep up with that technology? I mean, if we can have that shit on the moon, why not? You know, hey, we're here on Earth, man.
Right.
You know, let's figure that out.
Well, a lot of the funding goes through the government, and then the government outsources that to private industries, and we don't invest in that stuff. Like, our stuff, like what Trump spent trillions on was nuclear upgrades, right? And then what did Russia do? They went, hey, you can have all the Russian, all the nuclear missiles you want. We're just going to go into your dam here, you know? And it's like, we've spent so much time spending money on like Afghanistan and Syria and where it matters, but not here, right? Like, we're building roads and bridges all over the Middle East, and we're not doing it here. But we got out of wars. They increased the defense budget $25 billion, and that's going to go into hardcore infrastructure like cyber defenses, and that will trickle down from whoever the government outsources it to us, you know, in the form of like the internet was just a military band. You know, like communication band. Then they opened it up. Right now, there's like, what is it, 6G, which is officially just for like airplanes or some shit, you know? Mm-hmm. That is so cool to me.
That is awesome.
I mean, but that's the thing. We're being boiled in technology and we don't realize that we're using it. We're like, I hate technology. And then we're using our fucking phone to order DoorDash. And we're like, you know?
Everybody's setting it up, man. And it's a good thing. I think we're able to keep up with this technology as it comes out, but as we learn it at the same time. And I think that learning curve is always going to be there. And it's always it's something that we're all going to strive to. You know what I mean?
Heck yeah. And we get to learn what we want. Like, I don't have to learn how to negotiate a seeing eye robot, right? Because I don't want one. So, but one day I hope to learn an automatic car, right? The self-driving car, because I don't drive. And fuck, Joe Biden, why didn't you put like incentives to give blind people cars? That would have been so
cool. What I'm saying. Give that man that man he can't see. Give that man an automatic driving car. Give him a Tesla. When he goes, they drop him off at the store. All of a sudden, he holds his little key fob and says, Tesla, come to me, or whatever the summon program is. All of a sudden, that motherfucker rolls right on up to the front.
That's right.
This must be my car. I'm getting in.
But they are offering like up to $15,000 in credits. So if you buy like a $30,000 car, it costs you $15,000. Yeah. So I guess if I buy a seeing self-driving car, I get $15,000 off that, but I'll just wait till they give me a free car.
Hell yeah. I want one of those, but you know what? I don't know. I like my Dodge. I like my Jeep. You know, I like to be able to roll over shit and do shit and be shit, I guess. I don't know.
Jeffrey was talking about the exciting thing about electric vehicles now is like, we don't have to worry about gas mileage, right?
Right.
So we don't have to build these little cars that save money on gas, because we can just build the 56 Bel Air with whale fins in the giant truck and just put a giant electric motor in that thing.
Yeah.
And that was like, oh, it would bring back classics. That's cool.
That would be awesome. That would be nice. The old heavy Chevys, well, now we come back on the road. Oh, yeah. Man, yes.
Can you 3,200. Imagine? What? Not having to pay $4 in gas, like $4 a gallon in gas, and just having a car that would zip by all that.
It's $100 in fuel for my truck.
Yeah. Now imagine spending that $100 on weed because you have an automatic car. And
Done. Sign me up. Let's do this.
Because, you know, our weed now, American weed, is more popular in Mexico than Mexican weed. Isn't that funny?
That's awesome. So, you know, we spent all that time, you know, back in the day, I'm not saying that I do that now because I have a CDL, so I can't. But back in the day, man, you always used to get that Mexican weed. You're like, yeah, this is, this is so horrible. It's great. Yay.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, that people sneak that Alaskan thunderfuck down from Alaska. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, damn, dude, this, what? Stop buying this Mexican weed. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's all wanted like the Maui Waui, you know, all the other brands. Yeah. I remember some guy smuggling like 16 vials of hash oil out of Jamaica. And we were standing in line waiting for him to pull it out because we wanted it.
Oh, man. Back in the day, man, that shit was just so much fun.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
It was. I don't think I've ever started off any story with like, so there I was, not smoking weed. You know, back when you were a kid, I mean, it was just the thing to do.
You
meet up with like 20, 30 people. Everybody busts out their chronic. Everybody just busts out their pipes, get ripped, and then go do something fun. Go to shows. You know, big old pile of people going to shows or going to, you know, go to eat or go to hang out or a party. It didn't even matter. You know what I mean? But it was just all together always, you know. And then it was like as you got older, you could see that people started drinking more, and then the violence happening all the time, and people just like, and it's all because of miscommunication, right? To bring it right back around is that miscommunication. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's also about knowing what your body likes.
Right.
I don't do good on cocaine, not at all. So I don't use that. Right. Nobody wants to see Jason on cocaine, but they love Jason smoking weed. Right. So know your drug. I told my niece, I was like, there's 100 drugs out there, and 99 of them, they're not even going to affect you, but one of them is going to take your soul. And when it does, I will be there to destroy everyone around you and kidnap you until you're healthy again.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I found that in my age right now. Bro. Huh?
Watch your drugs, bro. If you can't handle your alcohol, switch to another drug, you know?
100%, man. That's real accurate, man. You know, I think my drug right now, being as old as I am, and my career choices and everything, my drug right now is probably going to be coffee, huh? A coffee and adrenaline, you know?
Success.
Mm-hmm.
Achievement.
Yeah. Fuck
yeah. I get real high when I accomplish something, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like every podcast, I know that as soon as I get off, I'm just like, I'm riding this wave of, fuck yeah, dude, that was awesome. Right? You know what I mean? We accomplished something, and you're just super happy riding on that wave, you know?
Right.
You know, I remember do you remember the very first podcast we did? I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was nervous as shit, but we got done, and it was like that wave of, I'm like, whoa, dude, like, what did we just do? That was awesome. Okay, so here we are now, you know, now we're doing a joint podcast,
right?
You know what I mean? This is what I like to say when the chickens come home to roost. Because you know, you are you started this whole Public Access America thing by yourself. Now, that's mind true. You, right? By yourself.
Hell yeah.
And then all of, you know, it started with it started with Unsigned Countdown, still by yourself, mind you.
Not at all. Mm-mm.
Well, the concept
you and Tony were involved from the beginning. I mean, it was Tony's idea.
Oh, well, fantastic. You know what I mean? But you just carried that on. You know what I mean? And you had ideas. Let's do this again. Or, hey, let's do this. And then all of a sudden I started a podcast, and you were like, you're going to start a podcast. You're gonna, and then all of a sudden it wasn't like you were like, you're more like, hey, this wave of energy, this wave of happy, everybody's going to get a piece of this because everybody's going to start their own branch.
And that's right.
And it's that wave of accomplishment, that wave of excitement that I always hope to like to carry on with people. You know what I mean?
Well, it's either about, a lot of podcasts are self-centered or they want to help people. And even the Unsigned Countdown was there to help other people. It was to promote other people that weren't getting attention. And you know, Public Access America is just like that. I wanted to tell you specifically, but other people, because I've asked other people to be on the show, and they're like, we can't do what you and Jeffrey do. And you can, because it's like the Unsigned Countdown. I put a topic up instead of a song, and then we all talk about it from our perspective.
Yeah.
And I I just couldn't get people to understand it because nobody was on the Unsigned Countdown to understand that. Right. Half of the conversation wasn't even about the song, man.
You think about it. It's like we started it off with the song. Like, oh, the song was good, this and that. Hey, did you know that they created this thing on the moon with the... No, really? Because, you know, if they found the... And then it just went on from there, you know? And I think... You being the catalyst to that. I mean, I think it was just the greatest thing that you did, man, because it inspired a lot of the podcasts. You got to go and think about it. I mean, I'm really happy with where my direction is going.
I'm so proud of your show.
But you're the catalyst. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you had Disabilities Beyond...
Inspirations Beyond Disabilities? Yeah, Kai and Ezric are great. They're two really great, young great people. They're going to be listening to this, so I got to be careful, but they are they're amazing. It's just they don't think they're normal.
Well, get those non-normal motherfuckers onto my show, because I want to be... Look, I'm not normal as fuck, dude.
But they think their anxieties are unique to them, and so sometimes just telling them, yeah, I have that same worry, like I do. I worry about that too, and we all kind of worry about that stuff. Yeah. It helps them, you know. Like
it helps.
Ezric was like, my grandma died a year ago, and I'm really feeling it, and I don't know what to do. And I told him, experience it, because if you experience it next year, you'll experience it less.
Yeah,
and just being able to be there for people like that is just so awesome. That's what I consider an accomplishment, having the wisdom to help somebody like that. Like you don't get over anything like in a snap. There's no cure for that. But if you live it, if you experience it, you won't regret it. You know,
100%, man. If you're present for that pain, man, guess what? It like you said, man, it will get less and less. And if you just have to feel it though, man, you have to, it's your time. You have to feel that. You know,
enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You just have to, and it sucks. But that's what life is. Every emotion is a roller coaster that you decide to get on, right?
100%.
If you realize that it's not unique to you, and it is a roller coaster, and it will end at some point, and it will be scary as fuck sometimes when you're on it, then you can just, like, almost in a third-party way, look at it in a different way, your emotion. Oh, I'm sad, but why am I sad? I don't have to stop feeling sad because, you know, the sad is accomplishing something. It means something meant something to me, and now I'm sad that it's gone. And that's so cool that I had something that meant something to me for an amount of time in my life. 100%. That's so cool, right?
Exactly, man. You got to focus on that. Focus on the good, and then the sad was just kind of like, yeah, well, it's sad. Yeah, great. But live it, man. Live that. You know, so I mean, you're a catalyst for those guys, man, which I hope, you know, bring them onto my show, man. Let's you know, let's shoot the shit with those guys, see what they think about my side, you know what I mean?
I totally get it.
And then our homie Renee, Cooking Without Looking, dude, you know
I just did her show. Like she was on Facebook and she was like, I need a guest, and I was like, you know, Renee, I'm not a cook, but I'm always happy to be on your show. And, you know,
Hell yeah.
She's always fun. Once you start talking to her, it's like hard to stop talking.
Right.
And she has this like half hour show. So it's like, just when you're like, ah, I'm feeling, I'm getting, she's like, bye. And you're like, oh.
Atta girl, Renee, you know what? You have your half hour. This is why we have our long form, because like, you know, you come in for an hour and a half. You know, I think I sat down with you guys once one Sunday we were on. I was like, oh, cool. I was like, all right. So we did 1 hour. Oh, second hour. What?
Yeah.
Second coffee.
You were like, I want the Joe Rogan style. And I was like, so 3 hours on. We did try that on Adam as a Beard for a while. And I was like, can we just do like an hour? Like, we can record for 2 hours, but can I make that two episodes?
And I think that's what we did, man, which was good, yeah. Man. You know, it was perfect. But
well, there's a binge theory. People like to just put like your feed on and then they'll just let it play all day. Mm-hmm. But if an episode's 3 hours, then well, they're listening to two shows. But if it's 1 hour, they're listening to six shows.
Yeah.
It just helps with numbers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally, man. Yeah, change is inevitable, man. I mean, it happens. It's just how we respond to it. And I think that when we flow, it just comes naturally.
Right. You know? A lot of people's anger is not wanting to face the change that's happening in the moment. And that's always an issue for me to see in people and talk them through. Like, it's normal. It's just transition. Look, there's a universe, right? And it moves in these rotations, and the cells in your body move exactly the same as that. Mm-hmm. And so you have to understand everything has a rotation. Look, I might talk to Adam once a month for a while. I might not talk to him for a year. That's his cycle. And he's just a planet that comes by me once in a while. And we align sometimes and we have fun. And I don't get upset when I don't talk to Adam because I know he's on the other side of the orbit.
I get upset when I don't talk to you, bro.
But I know you're doing something. I'm not talking to you. I go on Instagram. I see you're in fucking Hawaii. And I'm like, fuck, I'd rather that guy's in Hawaii than sitting in like Olympia talking to me. You know? And then you come back with all these experiences from your orbit. And then I get to hear about them. What sucks is trying to keep somebody trapped in your gravity. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because then all of a sudden, what are you talking about? What are you, neither one of you is experiencing anything that you can talk to with each other because you both did it. And I would never want to keep somebody trapped.
Just let them go. Just let it go, I guess. You know, change. Just let it flow. See what happens.
But I do love marriage where two people grow and like have the security in one another to know even if she grows left, it's okay. She's bringing something to the united force, you know? Like, if you decide to wander and try something new, that doesn't diminish your partner. It just means you're going to bring new stuff in. And that's cool. That's cool. I like relationships.
And even if that person, I mean, even if you're in a relationship where that person just kind of disappears a little bit, you know what I mean? Let that person go. Let that person grow. That person's obviously got a new job, a new career, or, you know, or something amazing has happened where that now takes all her precedence or their precedence. And, and just let it flow, man. Just flow.
And they're just, the only reason they're not talking to you is because they think you're mad, but they think you're mad because they think you should be mad. So if you express to them that what's going on, you're not angry about it, you're excited for their future. Mm-hmm. Because you know it's a part of your future, right? That you have that security. You're like, go grow, be Superwoman, because I want to be married to Superwoman.
Exactly, man. But I want to add too, so I'm going to go on my own journey and do my own thing.
That's right.
I'm going to podcast. Right. I'm going to play music. I'm going to do this and that. I'm going to come back with, you know, something to talk about. I don't want to just like, well, what did you do? Nothing.
You know what I did? You were right there.
Yeah. change is inevitable, man. Let it flow, man. I mean, it's good things, man. Good things. Yeah.
I just think that's so funny. Those stupid things like, did you take out the garbage? Well, you're asking because you know I didn't. Like, you know, those stupid marriage things that people just decide to get upset about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just let it happen. Whatever.
I agree.
Yeah, just let it go. Life's too short, man. I mean, I lost too many friends already to all that. And then you see a lot loss of life, you know, everywhere around you. And how are we going to react to it, man? I mean, are we going to sit there and dwell on it? Nah, we can't, dude. It's not our responsibility to dwell on it. Our responsibility is to promote the everything else that we can, all the happiness that we can. We need to promote, you know, people, you know, shout out to Dr. I can't say her full name. But Dr. KG, because she's a fantastic doctor and she's a great person, dude. She is just an amazing person, dude. She's got that. We'll talk about her because a little bit later. But, you know, shout out to people like her who who just got, you know, a promotion, and then it got this, I think it was an amazing opportunity. You know what I mean? Shout out to Johnny, who was, you know, who's my ace. You know, like I said before, he's my homie. He's my ace. Dude, the dude is just an inspiration. Shout out to you, like all of us who are on the front line doing, you know, emergency responding still, and helping clear roads and helping slides on 101. Everybody, shout out to all those who, nurses and doctors and firefighters and all the police and everybody who, all those emergency responders, man, all of those people putting in their life on the line because they believe it's the right thing to do. Shout out to everybody who's like, you know, just, you know, has got a heart and still feels, man. You know what I mean? Because if it wasn't for that, what's the point of existence, man? You know, I don't know.
I did have a couple of questions, but I don't want to get too far from a subject you touched on. And that was what I want to know. And a lot of people are asking is, so marijuana, right? Like you can't smoke it because of your CDL, right? And the first question is that an invasion? Because it's legal where you are, right?
Yep.
So if you got a medical ID and needed weed, would that be an invasion of your privacy, like your medical privacy? And then does it even affect you? Like, you know what I mean? I don't know how to explain that. Like, my friend wants a job and they want to drug test him. And he's like, well, that's not fair. That's an invasion. And then they're like, and if you do smoke weed, your insurance is going to be higher. Like if you have a medical card and you can't test, you can't take the cars out for a ride, you know, you can't drive the cars and all that other things. And he's like, but if I smoke it at night, then why would that affect me in the day? And so what I'm wondering is that upsetting to you that is, or are you just happy to have your CDL and you don't give a fuck, you know?
There's two sides to that story, man. Let's hit them both. You know what I'm saying? Let's hit the side that I'm on. Well, I don't really favor either side, honestly. Side one. Side one is I am super happy that I have my CDL. It is a privilege for me to have that CDL. I worked my ass off to get that CDL. And I went through my schooling. I paid for the money for the license. I did the tests. I did the work. I had a fantastic instructor. I had made some great friends in that class. And now to this day, I'm able to jump in any dump truck, any knuckle boom, any crane, any sweeper, anything that protects our public transportation system to help our roads for the safety of all these assholes who text and drive and drink and drive on our fucking freeway. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I am very privileged. I'm very lucky to have that CDL. And I think it's a good thing. Now, does it affect my wanting weed? Yes, it does. Yes, of course it does. I want to fucking get blazed out beyond recognition and write music and sit back and chill and relax. Or, you know, smoke a joint and jump into a float tank. Or just smoke a joint and walk into the forest. You know? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember. I just remembered that last week, just you wandering out in the forest, you know, and how peaceful that would be.
Oh, even, you know, even now, I mean, like with no weed, I mean, it's peaceful. It's 100% peaceful. It's great. It's an amazing experience. You know what I mean?
Right. But do you think, like, if you blazed up after work your next day, it would be affecting you? Like, I can't wait till there's studies that prove that it doesn't affect you that long. Like, the effects of marijuana only last hours, not days. So that maybe we can get some, because that's not fair. It's like, if you have a job, you are the one that needs the de-stressing that pot provides. Like, I don't work. I'm on disability. And do I need the stress relief? No. <You know? laughs>
I think it would help a lot of us, man. I mean, thinking about some of the people that do our job, I think that, you know, some of the guys who see,
man.
Yeah, some of the guys who see a lot more than I do, and I've seen a lot, but the guys who've seen a lot more than I do and could use a joint and could use a good, nice de-stress and just relax.
Right. People don't realize how you work 10, 12 hours, right? And it's like, unless you're in a truck, if you're on the road, then you have this like tightened spine thinking you could get hit at any time. Yeah. And that's how you're doing your job, is stressed like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it sucks, dude. Yeah. And I don't think it doesn't affect you. You go to sleep, you know, sure, you're ripped for, you know, X amount of hours or whatever.
Right.
You know, depending on what kind you get. But I mean, beside the point, I don't think it affects you once you wake up. You're not still high.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or are you, and you just don't know? It's so low level that it's affecting your motor functions, but not your brain. Like, I wish there was studies to tell me, you know?
Yeah, I'd like to see some studies on that, because I think that, you know, it could help. It could really help, you know? There's a lot of people who are just too uptight, and there's a lot of people who think that, you know, oh, shit, you gotta go. Guess what? You gotta relax.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or I wish they would give out, like, a waiver or something, so you could go to, like, a therapy session and blow a doobie and then talk to her for 2 hours, and then, like, for the next 30 days, not be drug tested. Like, give out just a waiver so people could find that therapy, you know?
Yeah, and I don't know how that works. I know that there's guys out there that have the CDLs and still have their medical cards where they can do that.
Huh.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know how that works either. In Florida, you can't have both. Like, you can't have your medical card and a firearms card, you know?
Same here. Exactly. So I just, you know, I'm happy with my CDL, so I won't jeopardize that. I'm happy with my firearms.
All right.
So I won't jeopardize those. You know,
those are more important than the weed. But I'm thinking to myself, there's some shooters that might want to blow a doobie before they go out with their gun to like Walmart or El Paso or something.
Right. Exactly. Well, you're not going to survive in El Paso, or you're not going to survive in Texas. Let's just say that.
Right. Texas is keeping Delta 8 weed legal. So that's interesting to me, out of all the backwardsness in that fucking state. Like, we still want to get high because they want their people compliant and fucking high. Everybody wants their populations, like, so high that they don't really give a fuck if there's a pothole, you know?
Yeah, exactly. fuck pothole, man. Shit. Drive around it.
And then, okay, so the other question I wanted to ask you is, man, I didn't even know about this story 2 days ago, but apparently a red truck plowed into a holiday parade in Wisconsin, right?
Oh, shit.
And like 60 people were injured. I think it's 6 children are dead.
Oh.
And like there's more than, I think there's 13 in the hospital right now. Children, like, this was high school bands. This was, you know, a parade. And so, but you have a unique perspective, and I can't ask anybody else this. What does it feel like to get hit by a car?
It sucks. You
know, like why should we? I know everybody's going to be outraged that he used a vehicle, but nobody, they have this just detachment, like it's an event that happened and not pain that somebody felt, right? Yeah. Like, we're all like, oh no, kids, but it's a kids and it's a number. It's not like that kid actually felt what, you know?
Mm-hmm. It sucks. I just want you to know that right now. It is the worst fucking feeling ever. And no matter what you're in, a big truck, little car, walking is going to be the worst. I mean, if you get hit by the random, it just sucks, dude. I mean, the pain you're going to feel, and it's not necessarily right then and there, because as when you get hit, that adrenaline kicks in. It's the next couple of hours that just ruin it for you for the rest of however long you're injured. You know what I mean? And then the mental part of that too, man, that's the worst part, because now you're fucked. You don't know what to think. You don't know how to feel. You don't know what's going on. You don't know how to adjust. And you're relying on these people who are pushing these medications. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's up to you to learn about all this shit. Be prepared. Train yourself. Like, if I get hit, this is what I need to remember. Or if I get hit, you know, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. So it just sucks, man. And this guy hitting these kids, man, do you know if it was like,
they don't know. Like, they don't know why he did it. Was he drunk and wandered in? It seemed premeditated. But like, nobody wants to jump to that conclusion, because it's like kids that died this time. It's like Sandy Hook kids, like young kids, six-year-olds had their skulls cracked because a truck hit their head and then they hit the pavement. One guy was telling his story about how he just held somebody's head off the pavement while they died. You know, it's like, fuck, like we need to feel this stuff viscerally so we stop wanting to do this stuff.
Yeah.
There's nothing any politician can say that somebody did to you that's so bad that you should just go kill people that you don't know. Like,
yeah.
wow, these kids didn't have a political bend. They weren't Republican or Democrat. So I'm hoping that that's not what it is. You know, yeah. I'm really hoping it isn't political violence because I'm so sick of that.
Yeah, that shit's just annoying, man. I mean, yeah. for that, I think that you need to take the perspective of the guy who's holding that kid who was dying.
Right.
For anybody to feel any kind of pain, you have to see what that guy went through.
Right. I mean, the kid laying on the ground. Like, have you ever had you have, but to people listening, have you ever just gotten hit in the head by something you did not expect? Did you ever walk into something so hard that you had to sit down and you're tasting metal and you have to go and you know, people pay attention to your eyes to make sure you don't fall asleep and that your pupils aren't big. Do you ever feel that? Now imagine that like 100 times worse, getting hit by a truck and then the pavement. Like that's what I want people to realize happened to like a 6-year-old kid, you know?
Yeah. I think that really the perspective that we all need to take is the guy holding that kid. You know what I mean? Because we will not take the perspective of that kid because we don't know what it's like to die.
Right.
But we do know what it's like to see somebody die or hold somebody while they're dying or see something like that horrific. And I think that if we all understand, it's not a natural thing to watch somebody plow through and hurt people intentionally. It's not a natural thing. This is an abnormal thing. This is not a good thing. This is a very, very bad thing.
Yeah.
Man,
it's a real line in the sand, isn't it? If you're in a group and they're talking about maybe we should get in vehicles and run people over, that's a line where you go, this isn't the group for me, please.
Right.
Please don't do that. And then leave the group.
Yeah,
you know, let's start picking like the rational people out of these irrational groups of 100%. Conversations, you know.
It's okay to congregate. It's okay to do these things. It's okay to protest. It's okay to not, you know, but it's not
even okay to protests. It's cool. It's cool. You can do that. And you can even have another opinion that isn't anything like mine. In fact, you probably should because there's 7 billion of us and we all think differently.
Yeah.
So you're not, it's just, yeah.
Yeah. It's a frustrating thing, man.
Nobody on this side is an independent, 41% of us. Nobody in the independent group has a gun and hates you. And we don't want to kill you. We don't want to see you dead. Right. You know, we're telling you to get vaccines if you can because we don't want you to be dead. You know
what I mean? Yeah, exactly, man.
So there's no war on this side. You don't have to arm up and attack people that aren't attacking you. Somebody's telling you we're mad, but we're not mad. Mm-hmm. I respect you for having an opinion. I want to have longer communications about that to see where I'm wrong. You know what I mean? But nobody will talk to me without yelling at me when I ask a question. You know, I'm like, well, why do you think that? And they're like, ah! And I'm like, no, I'm not mad at you. I want to learn. Maybe just I'm wrong. You know,
help me understand because if I understand your perspective, now we can have a healthy conversation.
Yeah.
You know,
but I'm not looking for ammo. You tell me things, I won't even use it against you. I just really want to know why you think the way you think. And maybe I'll start thinking that way too. Like Democrats are always like, think the way we think. And I'm like, ow, that hurts my head. Like I like accomplishing things, not bragging about them. Right.
Right.
And then the Republicans are like, Dr. Seuss, Mr. Potato Head. And I'm like, you're fucking whack.
I was like, God damn it.
Right.
Just healthy conversations, man. I think that if you and I continue to promote these things, you know, healthy conversations, ask those questions that nobody wants to ask and you know, and maintain our dignity at the same time. And our stance is like, you know, like our conversations would be so much healthier, so much better. You know, people not watching TV as much and be blinded by the media, have a conversation with your neighbor. I mean, things just might improve if we are self-reliant and then more communicative with our neighbors, you know?
Public Access America.
It's always funny because, like, you know, especially because as, you know, libertarians, we get a ton of shit, even amongst other libertarians.
I think political philosophy is a lot like religion, and where there's moments you have to go on faith and trust what somebody else is saying.
The main focus is it's like less dependence on the government because, well, we've seen how that's gone.
And you don't have to do that if you think about it in a human way.
You know, more dependence on connections with each other.
But you can always bring it back to what would one human do for another? What would 100 do for 100?
People looking out for people.
Find Public Access America anywhere you find your favorite podcast every Sunday and Thursday. And join the chat on YouTube at Public Access America every Sunday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Communities looking out for community.
Public Access America. History in the making, making history in the making, in the making, in the making, in the making,
in the making. Right back with that. During this commercial break, dude, I'd like to, you know, go ahead and acknowledge a few of our sponsors here at Adam Has the Beard. Not only is it Public Access America, our parent company, who has started us, but would like to acknowledge, you know, Public Access America. Also like to give a huge shout out to our sponsor, Broken Symbol Brewery, Dale. Sorry about that, buddy. My man, Dale Puckett, man, and it's a family-owned brewery, some tasty beverages. So we haven't got a chance to hook up yet, but you know what? It's coming. It's coming. And I can't wait. Can't wait to have a sit down with this guy. We're going to have him on a podcast. We can just sit and bullshit and have a good time. Ah, Refined Man Barbershop. You know, Miss Shauna Charbonneau has been my barber for a while now. She has trained up some amazing people. One of them got her own shop. We'll talk about that later. But Refined Man Barbershop, you know, downtown Olympia, beautiful little location. You get your shave, get your haircut, you get your facial done, get a glass of whiskey, get some merch, get some oil, take care of that bush you got to call a beard, right? Take care of that motherfucker, because, you know, if you can't, Miss Shauna will, or Mr. Tyler will, you know, that's what I'm trying to say here. Trail Board Skate Shop, man, I can't even been a sponsor since the beginning. Miss Lolo, it's got some amazing products, hoodies, t-shirts, decks, tape, wheels, trucks, bearings, gear for all levels of skater, professional, whatever, amateur, don't matter. She's got it all. She's got it all.
I love their Instagram, by the way.
Oh, isn't it amazing? She's promoting these huge family events, the skate events. They're always playing the game of skate. And there's always just like a unity about that skating community. It's always been that way. I've never seen anybody tear down somebody else. I was talking to another skateboard company and they're like, well, you know, are you sponsored currently? Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, Trailboard Skate Shop. And they could not stop talking about what Miss Lola was doing down there and how amazing it was. So huge shout out to all them skate companies who are trying to just do their thing and bring the community together. Huge shout out. Let's talk one more and get back into this conversation here. I'm wearing a very, very comfortable, very, very sweet and very comfortable X Products t-shirt. Just opened their storefront in Vancouver on Friday. I was down there this weekend with my cousin Mario. Shout out to cousin Mario. Yeah. We went out and we saw the shop. Oh, let me tell you, we can't promote flamethrowers on Facebook because, you know, so whatever. We just call them giant lighters. Let me tell you. They got the little ones. They got the little tiny ones you can hold in your hands. Like, yeah, start a fire. Then they got the big giant backpack, 300-foot flames. I don't know what you're going to need that for, but you get one. Burn some zombies. It doesn't even matter. What a great shop. Shout out to Ron. Shout out to KP. You know, KP, my man, I'm coming down, and we're going to do some podcasts. We'll sit down and talk. That's all I got for sponsors. Thank you very much.
Love that.
Jason, my man.
Wait, is Lashes by Jessica still a sponsor?
Lashes, I haven't talked to Jessica in a while, but
Jessica, yes. We miss you.
Yes, I miss my.
I never even got a chance to talk to her, but it's like the one sponsor that sticks in my head.
Dude, my lashes look like shit because I haven't seen her in a while.
Fuck.
No.
You can find Adam Has a Beard on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and you can find their podcast anywhere you find your favorite podcast. You can find Public Access America's live stream noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on YouTube at Public Access America, and you can find our podcast anywhere you find your favorite podcast. And you can find us on Twitter at Public Access Pod, where we just rant and rave about everything. But we have some really great retweets. We're retweeting Welcome with Dignity. NIJC, which is an immigrants' right group. We really, really feel strongly about disabilities and migration. Migrants aren't the issue that you think they are. They're just a political football, and you need to be nicer to people. So with that, goodbye.
To those who would tear the world down, we will defeat you.
This is our moment.
This is our time. To those who seek peace and security, we support you.
Yes, we can.
And to all those who have wondered if America's beacon still burns as bright, tonight we prove once more that the true strength of our nation comes not from the might of our arms or the scale of our wealth, but from the enduring power of our ideals, democracy, liberty, opportunity, and unyielding hope.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbow. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life.
Ask not.
Yes, we can.
What your country can do for you.
I have a dream.
Ask what you can do for your country.
My poor little children.
Yes, we can.
One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression.
In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
That's how winning is done.
Welcome to Public Access America.
Yes, we can.
Sunday live streams on YouTube.
I wanted to run out of that tunnel for my dad.
On Twitter.
Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Smart Radio, Public, and Spotify.
Yes, we can.
Public Access America. History in the making.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.